It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
We've got $909 this morning for the impossible question. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? We've got Holly on the line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So this is not from personal experience. I got to say that.
Okay.
But maybe not being completely forthcoming with how many bags you use at the grocery store.
Like when you do the self-checkout, it's like, how many bags did you use?
Yeah. Or you use 10 and you put one.
Yeah.
Holly, by the fact that you did that disclaimer, we know you are completely guilty of this, just so you know.
Totally guilty. Completely guilty. The cops are going to be here any second.
They're coming.
Holly, I'm just going to let you know right now.
They're coming for me.
If I were to ever be got, I've never used any bags. I've never once used a bag
what
in my entire
there,
life.
You've used 10.
Yeah. No, I've never used a bag.
I actually, my son says, he's like, Mom, he's like, here, just use a bag. Because we'll walk out of the store like carrying everything. He's like, just use a bag. I'm like, no, I'm not paying the 5 cents. And he's like, you don't have to. He goes, just take the bag. Just don't put in the machine. They have the 5 cents. So I'm trying to teach him. I go, no, if we're taking the bag, we have to put that we took the bag.
I love that he's like, no, Mom.
He's like, no. He's like, just don't even put it in there. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
What am I teaching this
I'm
child?
I'm in trouble with this one. Holly, we love your guess, but that's not correct.
Oh, darn. Yeah. Well, have a great day.
You have
good
a great
day at the grocery store.
Yes. Good luck to you, too.
Hey, Holly, what's that unmarked vehicle that just pulled in your driveway?
Weird, huh?
Oh, my God. Gotta go.
Bye. Oh, I love Holly. 888-333-B101. We've got $909. It's a good bet you're not doing this. You've got to figure out what are people not doing. We are not short on cash to give away on the Kathy Vermano Show this morning. $909 for the impossible question. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing?
We lost our first call, number one on there. So let's do seven first. We're going Andrea first.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. So it's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing?
I'm going to say you're not taking a mental health day when I think you should from your job.
I don't think
I've ever taken an actual, like, just mental health day. Like, I need time to rest.
I'm trying to do that every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Andrea, Friday, if I could. You know, just a couple days.
Bobby actually, that's all he takes. He's like, you know what, guys? I really need a mental health day.
Gonna need another one.
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
Thank you, Andrea. You're right.
There's not. I remember, actually, the first time a coworker took a mental health day, mm-hmm. and I was like, I don't understand. What is that? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. He was like, I just needed a day off. Yeah. And I was like, we can do that?
We can take days off?
He's like, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah we can. I'm like, oh. Andrea, great guess. Not the correct answer.
Sorry, guys. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great day. We're going to try Leanne and see if she has the right answer. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What do you think people are not doing, Leanne?
I think it's keeping a close eye or a close watch on your credit score or your credit.
Ooh. I signed up for something. I got like a, like a free fraud or whatever monitoring because, mm-hmm. There was a data breach or whatever. And so I get updates, right, when my credit score changes. But prior to that, how do you check your credit score? I don't know.
So my credit card has that free one where literally when you pull up the app and you don't ever want to look at your balance, you scroll down a little further and it says currently your FICO credit score is, and it tells you it all the time. And I look at it all the time. And I'm like, it went down a little bit. Why?
What?
Yeah. I belong to Credit Karma. I log on like once a week and look through there.
Okay. So
what shows you everything?
So Credit Karma, you can enter your information and it'll show your credit score?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you create a login and all, and then you'll just sign in. You have to put your social security number in there and all,
you could see Brett shaking his head like, credit score, what?
Credit is a number.
I knew he wouldn't.
It's right. It's something that we as humans made up to make our lives harder for whatever reason. I don't know. I will never look at that number. It means nothing to me.
You never.
Well,
until you
go to buy
a house.
Bobby, you think
car.
I have the dream of buying a home.
That's what I say. Flash forward to when Brett wants to buy a home and he's like, how do I look at my credit score? Thanks for your guess, but that is not correct.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Have a great day. All right. We're going to try Kim. See if she has the right answer. Hi, Kim.
Hi. Good morning.
What's your guess, Kim?
I'm going to say not using a landline.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't have one anymore.
I've been trying to get my parents to get rid of theirs forever, and they always call on their cell phones. I'm like, guys, get rid of this landline. They just can't do it.
My parents have a landline, too.
Yeah, they can't get rid of it.
Do your parents have a landline, Brett?
No, my grandparents and my parents both had landlines for quite a while, but they got rid of them a few years ago.
I always forget too. Brett's mom and I are probably like the
pretty
same
close.
Age, so like it's not like asking if his elderly parents have
it. Like we have.
It's like me. I'm like, yes. I just said I don't have a landline. Of course your mom doesn't have a landline.
Like my grandparents kept it for a lot longer. We had ours, got rid of ours like 10 years ago probably.
Oh, are your grandparents the age of my parents?
Oh,
how old
my
are your
gosh.
Grandparents?
70s.
Oh,
his grandparents.
My gosh.
His grandparents are younger than my
than
dad.
Our parents. Ah!
My mom will be mad. I will say my mom is not that old. My dad is in his 80s.
Sorry, Kim. We're having a little side conversation here.
Kim, thank you for the topic of conversation, but no, that is not the correct answer.
Have a great day. Stay cool.
Oh, yeah, you too. Yeah. I know. 100 degrees today. It would be nice to cheer you up on this 100-degree weather with $909. Yeah. So we'll do it again at 9:10. And don't forget, we have a 4-pack of Adventure Aquarium tickets to give away. We're actually going to talk about something in a little while. If you call in and contribute, you're automatically entered. We will randomly give the 4-pack to a caller. We've got $909 for the impossible question this morning. It's a good bet. You're not doing this. What aren't you doing? We're going to go to our first caller, Tina, see if she has the correct guess. Hi, Tina.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's your guess?
I'm going to guess that we're not going to let our guests like come on in our car. Like, we don't want it to get that low.
Oh, you want to make sure your gas is always at a full level and the gas light never comes on. Which is something I never let happen. I panic when it gets to half the tank, Tina. I'm one of those crazy people. I'm like, I can't do it. Kathy will let it go down to fumes, right?
Yeah, I don't love doing it, but when my gas light comes on, I'm like, I'm going to need gas and like a few more trips to work.
No. Giving me anxiety.
You're going to be on the side of the road.
Exactly. Tina, we're going to be picking up Kathy Romano and driving her to work, so just keep an eye out for her, okay?
Yep.
I have had to pull off of at a rest stop or exits that I'm not familiar with to find a gas station. I have had to do that. Good guess, not the correct answer, Tina. Sorry.
No problem. But thank you for the try.
Tina, you helped us promote that we're going to be hopefully giving away some gas tomorrow. Free gas, you know? Hey, $50,000,
yes.
Right? Or free gas.
Yeah. Or however far it takes you.
There you go. You even know the legal line. Thank you, Tina.
She knows.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Have a great day.
That's right. She even knows the legal line.
Yeah, she does.
You're hired, Tina.
But we're doing IQ.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Impossible question.
Yes.
Keep calling 888-333-B101. Call with your guesses. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? Impossible question this morning. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? We have Betty on the line who's going to try to win this $909. Hi, Betty.
Hi.
All right. What's your guess?
Not eating deviled eggs.
I'm definitely not eating deviled eggs.
Oh, you eat a hard-boiled egg every morning.
You know why? Don't you use mayonnaise to make the middle?
You do, and I do not like mayonnaise, but I don't know what it is. My mom makes
like
the best deviled eggs. Yeah. I will destroy them.
I can't do it.
Can't do it.
No. Brett, you eat everything. You're definitely eating deviled eggs, right?
I get mad at non-adventurous or picky eaters. Yes, I love deviled eggs.
Okay. Next to the tasty cake wall, he's going to put a deviled egg wall. So yeah, I think he really loves them. Yeah.
You know, I saw a deviled egg bar that opened up in Philly recently, I believe.
Over there.
Yeah.
That sounds gross. Sorry, Betty. That's not the correct answer.
Okay. Have a great day, guys.
Have a great day. Terry, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right. What's your guess? What do you think people are not doing?
My guess is that we're not doing as many returns as we used to, online or especially in the store.
I definitely am a serial returner.
I'm Kathy and I'm a serial returner.
Returner. And I go to the store because I do not want to pay the return shipping.
Hmm. Right.
So I'm actually still doing returns.
This is all foreign to me. The only thing I return is my Stitch Fix. I'm like, oh, I don't like this one or that. I just put it back in.
You're returning it.
Well, I just drop it in the FedEx box.
Yeah, but that's okay. You're still returning. Hmm. Terry, sorry. Both Bobby and I are returning.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Do you return things, Brett?
I don't buy them to begin with.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not going to lie.
Erica, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. What do you think people are not doing?
They're not grocery shopping with a list or following their list or
you're
grocery
like,
shopping.
I know. I'm going to get this, this, and this. Then you go there and you go, what the heck did I just say I'm going to get? And we all do it.
I was walking through Target yesterday. I had a mental list. If it's not a long list, I'll do it mentally, but I have to repeat it as I walk in. So in my head yesterday, I was going, Parmesan cheese and razors. Parmesan cheese and razors. Parmesan cheese and razors.
And then I know you. You got to aisle 13. You went, all right, I got Parmesan cheese.
What else do I need? Razors.
Oh, razors.
Erica, sorry, not the correct guess.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
That means $1,010 tomorrow morning.
Hit it, Brett.
Woo! It's getting up there.
Did you want to say something?
You wanted to go, woo!
I was originally just going to say that one time I went to the grocery store with a list, and the woman judged me as though... Well, it was a good judge, though. It was like, wow, you're a man in your 20s, and you have a list.
Oh,
I was like, I learned... Good. My mom is a serial lister.
Mm-hmm.
She wakes up in the morning, and she's like, breathe. Brush teeth. Blink eyes, brush teeth.
Can we write a note
and
to
she,
Erin?
She does cross. She loves crossing it off. She will like whether she could have done something before, and she'll write it down so that she can cross it off the list.
Erin, can you put this on the list? Tell Brett to wake up on time. Number one.
Is that for me?
Yeah.
I was like, she's on
your
time.
Mom's making a list for you. Your mom and I are very similar. I also love lists, and I also love crossing off. And I love, even if it's like digital in my phone, I love deleting it. I'm like, okay,
yep,
finish that.
Yep.
Yeah, I do love a good list. $1,010 tomorrow morning for the impossible question.
Cross off your list, winning that tomorrow.
Yes. See if you can cross that off your list. We also will have a 4-pack of Adventure Aquarium tickets to give away. All you have to do is call in and contribute to one of our conversations, and we'll do Gas for Life, or as far as 50 grand will take you. We'll do that tomorrow morning as well. Thanks so much for joining us. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram @TheKathyRomanoShow. We have videos from our trip to the All-Star Village yesterday that are up right now.